As many as 40 million people in the United States don't have health insurance. Oregon has a way to fix this problem. Matt Pack is part of the best-looking news team on radio. Hi, Matt. You're looking dashing.
Thank you very much, Faith. Back in the 1990s, Oregon set out to expand the number of people in their state with access to treatment. Here's Oregon State Medicaid Director Jim Edge.
Oregon has a Medicaid program that includes a component that goes beyond what is required in a Medicaid program. We cover all of the individuals who are adult and below the federal poverty level, even if they don't fit the traditional Medicaid categories of them.
That sounds fantastic. Sign me up.
It was awesome, but then there was a problem.
Over time and through the recession years of the early 2000s, there were cutbacks in the available funding for the program. It caused that program to lose funding and to not be able to cover all the people who would qualify for that program. In fact, we had to close that program for a period of time.
That's depressing.
I know. But no worries. They got busy as a beaver. Oregon is the beaver state, you see.
Nice.
They're having a healthcare lottery. 90,000 people have applied, and about 10,000 will get healthcare.
Are you kidding me? They really have a lottery?
Yep. They will have a healthcare lottery. Here's Jim Edge again.
We decided that the fairest possible way to add people back was to do a random selection.
That doesn't seem really fair.
Think about it this way, Faith. Getting sick is basically bad luck.
Okay. Yeah, sort of.
So why should getting better be any different? Maybe you have your foot run over by a station wagon. Bad luck. But then maybe you win the healthcare lottery. Good luck.
And what if you don't win the healthcare lottery?
Bad luck.
Yeah.
And you'll have a broken foot for a while.
Yeah.
Or how about this?
Okay.
Say you spend the weekend with a Thai ladyboy prostitute, and you end up with a case of Bangkok herpes. Bad luck.
No bad judgment.
Fair enough. Let me show you how this works. I wanted to recreate the experience of having your health determined by a game of chance. So I created a game.
Oh.
Faith, would you like to play a little game we call
Win That Treatment!
Oh my God.
Welcome to Win That Treatment, the show where you can win medical treatment. Our first contestant today is Faith, a public radio host in New York. Faith, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a public radio host in New York.
Sounds great. Let's play Win That Treatment.
Matt, will you please stop doing that voice?
Yeah, sorry.
Thank you.
All right, here's how it works. First, I'll need you to pick a card to find out what disease you have.
Okay. That one.
Oh, you have polio. Tough break there.
I don't want polio. Nobody gets polio anymore. I want a sexier ailment, like chronic fatigue syndrome or something.
Okay. Feel free to pick another card.
That one.
Oh, polio again.
Matt, they're all polio. You can't stack the deck.
It's a funny disease, Faith. Our listeners at home can't see this. But in our studio, we have a giant spinning wheel. On the wheel are all of the different outcomes of your illness.
Okay.
Like Oregonians, you'll have a 1 in 9 chance of getting health coverage you need to survive.
That doesn't sound good. What's in the other 8 spaces?
Other potential outcomes. Let's see. There's receive no health care and die alone in a mobile home surrounded by cats.
Worst way to go.
Yep. There's move in with your stoner cousin and smoke medical marijuana and eat Cheetos all day.
Uh-huh.
It's not so bad.
Right.
Finally, there's live with your disease and go on to be elected 32nd president of the United States, which I think might work out pretty well for you, Ms. Polio.
Do not call me Ms. Polio ever again. All right, let's give this thing a spin.
Go ahead.
Come on. Big healthcare. Come on, polio vaccine. Come on, come on, come on.
Oh. You landed on receive non-functioning iron lung, which will throw your back out while you're trying to carry it up to your apartment.
Matt, I don't want a non-functioning iron lung.
I bet you didn't want polio either. Them's the breaks, Faith. This is Matt Pack saying thank you for playing Oregon's favorite quiz show sensation, Win That Treatment. Control the pet population, folks. Have your animals spayed or neutered. Good night.
Good night, Matt.
Go
back to the office. Get as busy as a beaver. Thank you. Last month, the 20th annual World Elk Calling Championship took place in Reno, Nevada. Competitors were tested in their ability to mew, grunt, and squeal in the manner of both the elk cow and the elk bull. Troy Bungay is the patriarch of what is probably America's first family of elk calling. Both he and his wife Deb are seasoned elk callers, and their two kids, 9-year-old Tawny and 5-year-old Schaefer, were top finishers in the peewee division. Troy joins us from Kalispell, Montana. Hi, Troy.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. So please explain how this competition works. How does a person actually physically do an elk call?
Well, some people do it with just their voice, and that is difficult. My kids actually do voice calls, and they also use what's called an elk read.
Now, Troy, what kinds of calls do elk callers imitate? Or are there elks that say, you know, hey, baby, come over here, or
exactly.
Hey, what time's the stampede, or I'm hungry? How many?
It's funny that you say that, because I actually have some calls that I call the come here girls, you know, squeal, or a lot of the sounds that we imitate are elk during the rut or the breeding season.
Mm-hmm.
And so the bulls are challenging each other. And the cows are actually the ones who decide who will do the breeding. But the bulls are fighting and competing, and it's a screaming match.
Okay, Troy, I'm being so patient, but I'm dying to hear. Will you please start with, hey, baby, come over here?
Well, I'll do a herd bull sound.
This is natural, right? You're not using the reed.
No, this is with a reed.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to hear it without a reed?
Yeah, let's go all natural.
I'll have my daughter do that.
Okay.
Here she goes. That's
wow.
Pretty much it.
Is that?
That was Schaefer answering her. So.
Wait, is that really what the elks sound like?
Yeah.
To me, that sounded like really angry children.
Yes. That's what they sound like.
Hey, Troy, I know you live in Montana, and aren't houses like miles apart? Is that why your neighbors don't get mad?
We have really good neighbors, but, you know, we try and keep things, you know, kind of on the down low.
I want to talk to Schaefer and Tawny in a minute, but can I hear your elk call?
Sure. Here, I'll do one.
Troy?
Yes.
What were you just saying?
I was just saying to another bull that I'm going to kick your tail, pal.
I think you were.
If you come close to these cows, I'm going to kick your butt.
Troy, can I talk with Schaefer?
You betcha.
Oh, thanks.
Hi.
Hi, Schaefer. How old are you?
5.
What's your favorite elk call to do?
I didn't witness Reed.
Can we hear that?
Sure.
There you go.
Schaefer, that was incredible.
That was pretty awesome.
Thank you. Hey, Schaefer.
Yeah?
What was it like to win the World Elk Calling Championship? How did that feel?
I got a trophy, and I got a big check.
Ooh, how much money?
$500.
No way. What are you going to spend it on?
We're going to wait for college, probably.
College?
Yeah.
What? No, I'm not going to do it for college. For fighting college.
For what?
That's
college.
For college. Oh, okay. Can I talk to your mom?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, Deb. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I understand you play second in the women's division.
Yes.
Congratulations. How did all this start? Did you meet your husband in, like, an elk call singles club, or?
No, you know, when we first met, he told me he hunts, and I said, oh, yeah, cool. And he said, no, I hunt. You can either come with me, or you can stay home, but that's what I do during hunting season. I hunt. So, you know, the first year we were together, I went with him, and I thought it was pretty cool, and by the next year, I had my own bow, and he was teaching me how to do it all.
Deb, how does it feel to be basically the Von Trapps of elk calling?
You know, it's pretty cool.
Now, do you guys have like a family elk call that we could go out with?
Sure.
Oh, excellent.
You know, at night in the breaks of Montana, there's a place called Slippery Ann, and that's what it sounds like, is all those bulls bugling at once. It's a spiritual thing. It's just totally awesome.
Troy, you said it. That was totally awesome. You have a very talented family. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
Bye, Tawny. Bye, Schaefer.
Bye.
Troy, Deb, Tawny, and Schaefer Bungay are a family of competitive elk callers in Kalispell, Montana.
Coming up, actor Michael Madsen. That's in a minute on Fair Game from PRI.